Episode 504, October 20th, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
The punk? Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
please
are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
I feel like our Rob and Joe schedule is kind of like the NFL and Major League Baseball with these COVID moving around games and cancellations and bye weeks being changed. Because now we're doing on a Tuesday. We've done earlier Monday. We're all over the place, Joe.
Well, I appreciate the chat being full in spite of, you know, us not being consistent with when we're going to make ourselves available. But, hey, we're famous. What are we supposed to do?
That's true. We're also not... You know, a couple of things that they say to make your podcast really, you know, be successful is consistently come out the same time every week. We don't do that.
No.
We also almost never ask people to, like, follow us and write reviews.
Or like, or, yeah.
Yeah. That's,
you know, Eric Woodworth, in his podcast Quality Time, which
never heard of it.
Has 100 listeners.
Yes.
Before every single episode, he's like, hey, give us a 5-star review. Give us this. We don't. So, by the way, if you're listening... Nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, screw it. Although I think we talked about this a couple months ago, and people might have done it. I just didn't look. Maybe I should go to our iTunes right now and see,
you know,
if
just
we have
occurred
any new
to me
reviews. What's
nobody
that
bothered.
So yesterday...
Robbie did it.
I was on the air on 98 Rock from... I have to get on early to record that last break. So I'm on from basically 1:30 to 8 o'clock last night. You actually drove over here... in order to do the end of the Kirk and Marianne show with me and then do the Purple Power Hour.
Yes.
So we didn't. Why didn't we do this last night?
It's a very good question.
because it would only have been another hour. It would only been till, you're willing to stay up till 9 o'clock, right, Robbie?
I'm winding down at that point, but yeah.
Yeah, that was, this is dumb. Because you had to drive over here twice.
Yes.
Yeah, that's made
yeah
sense.
Let's, I mean, can you wind down while just recording us talk, Joe and I talk?
He's saying he could. We blew it.
When you give me the news that you're doing something and I say, give me your suggestions, you could have suggested that.
Okay. Well, we do have two reviews on September 2nd.
Oh, we do?
Pretty good, actually. Somebody, ASWQ Dog, the best sports / COVID. I tune in for the COVID and sports updates. I love how much Robbie Robinson, spelled IE, loves sports talk. I also enjoy hearing about cutting boards. By the way, I haven't heard, is Joe's dog a purebred? I kid because I love. And then, well worth the time. Love the show. Very little COVID talk. I love when you talk sports. Sorry, Robbie, IE again.
Same person.
Well, it's,
I'm sure.
I love that person. Like, what's the latest you would consider us doing a Rob and Joe show? Because didn't we used to do 7:30 to 8:30 about 6 years? But we couldn't have done 8 to 8:45 last night. It just would have been throwing off everything.
By the way, no, we were the ones who would have been put out. Me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, we went out last night. Do you know that, Robbie?
No, I want to hear about that. But if we really have to do it late, really the latest I'd want to be done is like 9:15.
Okay, well, we could have done that because we were done with the Purple Power Hour at 7:55.
Well, I will say this.
I understand.
My Robbie works the hardest on the show.
Yes.
It's not even close. So he gets,
considering that you and I don't work at all.
Right. So I definitely give him some latitude. But I will say, Robbie, his willingness to be inconvenienced, it's unprecedented. To be inconvenienced.
Yes.
I don't know many people that will if there's extenuating circumstances, sometimes you're inconvenienced. And me, I'll go without sleep to make sure that I check all the boxes.
Yeah.
But Robbie's like, no, 9:15. That's the absolute latest I'll be willing to do anything.
All right, good to know.
So last night, Rob was over here, and we were actually hanging out. We were on the deck.
Yeah, I was enjoying ourselves.
And landlord Dave, who we've mentioned many a time, he was over there. I'm going to not mention this name because he's a fan, and he might be listening, and he might not want this. He might not want his name mentioned. But landlord Dave said, hey, this person, let's call him John Smith.
Okay.
Okay. John Smith is over here. And, you know,
over here is Larry's.
Larry's Tavern, which is in walking distance to my house, although I drove to and from.
Yes.
But still, it's quarter of a mile?
If that.
If that, right. From my house, he said, John Smith's here. Come on over. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. So me and you, I got shoes on, got a jacket on, hopped in our car. We went over there. Now,
No one wearing a mask.
John Smith, this
bar.
Well,
it is a bar. You can't wear a mask in a bar.
It's also a dive bar.
Yeah.
On the ceiling.
The diviest.
Yeah.
I like it.
They have two tiles on the ceiling. It's a drop ceiling. And the two tiles are Ravens and Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
Those are the two things. So it's, and everything's wood. It looks, by the way, I used to go there in the early 90s. There's nothing different. And there's literally nothing different. From every time I go in there, it looks, hey, that lady?
Yeah.
The lady
who Dave said, are we mentioning his name?
Yeah, Dave. Yeah, Dave.
Okay,
I said landlord. Right. Dave. Yeah, Dave's fine.
So she was on her phone and he was like, hey, I want to get a drink, but she's over there texting. And she heard it and she's like, yeah, I'm texting. My husband's in the hospital.
Yeah. And of course, I start going, Dave, what's your problem? Yeah. Now, by the way, you know who said she was texting?
Was that you?
It was me.
Okay.
I was the one who said it. And then she came over there to come and like, hey, sorry, my husband's in the hospital and this is going on. And I go, Dave, what's your problem, man?
Come on, Dave.
Yeah, and I started giving him a hard time. But John Smith is there.
Yes.
And John Smith, I ended up playing softball with John Smith later on in life, and he's a very nice guy. But when we were in high school, he was a terror. I mean,
like,
he was a guy you just didn't even want. You didn't want to be walking in the same hallway as this guy.
Okay. Like, you could just look at him wrong, and he might step up.
He probably wouldn't have messed with me because I was too small.
Right.
You know, and he probably literally would kill me.
Yeah.
But, he was a guy not to be trifled with. And when I was talking to him at Larry's yesterday, Rob is standing there, and I said, hey, I remember when I was a freshman, he was a junior. And I think he was in the same grade as you, Robbie.
Yeah.
And somebody said, hey, you want to steer clear of that guy. He bit someone's ear off at the Benfield Arcade. Okay, that's what they told me, right? I was like, are you kidding me? So yesterday, I see John Smith, and I tell him that story.
And you've never asked him about it.
Never, ever asked him about biting the guy's ear off. And I go, yeah, they used to say, steer clear of that guy. He bit someone's ear off at the Benfield Arcade. And he goes, well, let me tell you what happened. It was real. He literally told me the story about biting the guy's ear. So I always thought that was urban legend, but no, he in fact did bite someone's ear off at the Benfield Arcade.
Before Mike Tyson made it cool.
And if you're out there with one ear, I know the guy, John Smith.
I also tried to get him to buy your home.
Yeah. He said he had cash to buy it. Yeah.
And you didn't want to do that.
No, I did not want to. The house is up for sale.
You needed to involve your realtor. I was trying to make you some extra cash.
Well, I can't. I have a realtor.
Why? What do you mean? You can't just fire? There's a law?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's under contract.
She's under contract.
I stand corrected.
There's nothing that can be done at this point. She's a great realtor, but of course, if I'd known, I could just walk down to Larry's. But also, I don't want to do business with somebody who's willing to bite my ear off.
All right. Well, I mean, if he's going to pay extra, it's worth that. It was a good time. It was an unexpected night out.
It was a little diamond in the rough.
That's also the first time I've been in a bar. So
that's the first time since COVID, I guess.
Well, I've been to comedy shows. So, yeah, I've been to Wits End at Magoobie's. So I guess that doesn't count. I mean, I guess I clearly have been in a bar. But I haven't been on a social, non-work comedy-related.
I don't know that I have either. I've been to a bunch of restaurants. It is weird. You said you went to your first restaurant. And all the preaching we do on here, I'm surprised that you've never just gone out. I've literally been to 50 restaurants, maybe more than that, since COVID.
Well, we've been getting, we've had Outback a bunch, or curbside pickup. And
not me. I go right in. I sit right down. I take my mask off. I start talking to the people around my area. Yeah, I do all that.
I haven't been going to restaurants, not because of COVID, it's because of financial.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yes. Yeah, it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense for you to not have work and then also...
Don't have a lot of cash flow, so...
Although you did go to the Outback Steakhouse. That ain't cheap.
No, it's not cheap. But, you know, I spend more than I should.
Man, I've been spending a lot of time with Gramps. Gramps is in chat. And, Robbie, you might already know this, and I guess I did know this, but I didn't know to the degree. My father is so fucking impatient. I mean, I don't even... Robbie, do you already know this?
Yes, I know.
I didn't know.
About.
It's so bad, I bet he can't even enjoy himself. I mean it. I'll bet he can't
Mac
have a good time.
Mac is already mad at you, I'm sure.
Well, let me tell you. We go to El Salto's. It's near where Taylor Jenkins lives.
Yes.
Right?
We have an update on that, by the way.
Oh, we do?
Well, on the you being afraid of the teenagers.
The goons?
Yes.
All right. Did they bite someone's ear off?
Well, Allison responded because Taylor tagged her because we talked about the show. And then, Robbie, what did she say?
Yeah, tell me. Yeah. Jump in the middle of this story.
Yeah.
Taylor Jenkins, Allison. The Peak Boys gave Joe the willies when he dropped off your shirt. Allison, I mean, they're Brooklyn Park rednecks. I can see why. So she knew they knew exactly who you were talking about.
Get them on the show, Robbie.
The Peak Boys.
Yes.
The Peak Boys.
I guarantee you they're like, hey, don't, the Peak Boys. If something's missing in one of the, somebody stole my blah, blah, I'll bet the Peak Boys did it.
Now we're probably in trouble. We could have changed their name like we changed John Smith's.
Yeah, now they're going to be like, you talking about me on the Robbie, I'm a big fan of the Robbie Joe show. Anyway, just shout out Peak Boys. We're fine with you guys. Anyway, so we go to El Salto's. The wait is 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm telling you, if he didn't say, I want to try to get as accurate as I can, I bet he made 20 comments about how long he has to wait.
And this is his favorite restaurant in the world.
It's his favorite restaurant. And he goes, God, I don't ever remember it being this crowded. Now, you realize... It's half capacity.
Of course.
Yeah. Guess how many people are in front of us? Guess how many families are in front of us?
Two.
One.
Two. Two is exactly two. Right. There's right. Two. Now, we thought it was one, and then can you imagine what happened when he realized there was another? Oh my God, yeah. But by the way, the second family, they had a party of six, so they couldn't sit. So we actually were sat second.
Okay. Is he already defending himself?
No, he wouldn't.
No, he did. He said, I'm so patient.
No, he's being sarcastic. It was. Now... Once we sit down, then he's like, God, where's our waitress? What's she going to get? He starts complaining about that. God, where's our food? Where's the check? He can never enjoy himself.
Do you think he feels like because he's come on the Robin Joe show and talked about how great this restaurant is and because of his patronage, he should deserve some sort of special treatment?
I don't think that he... Listen, Jerry Seinfeld does a joke about it, and it's so true. People are always like, oh, my God, we got to get out. We got to get out. It'd be so fun to get out. And as soon as you get out, you're like, oh, my God, I got to get back. That's my dad.
Yeah.
So we went to Libations. We went there on Saturday. Now, let me tell you who we're with. We're with me, his son. We're with my wife, his daughter-in-law, my cousin Sandy, my cousin Jennifer. Now, my cousin Sandy... She drove 4.5 hours from West Virginia to come visit him. My cousin Jennifer, she drove 14.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
To come stay with him. Okay. Now, the first thing he says is, I'm not really hungry. So he says he's not even hungry. So there's no reason to be in a hurry. Literally, he's not even hungry. And everybody that you may want to talk to or see, they're there.
Right.
There's no place else that you would ever want to be. Andy said he wasn't hungry, okay? So he goes, I'm not hungry. I'm just going to order the crab dip. By the way, the crab dip's like 5,000 calories. He eats his own appetizer. Whatever. That's neither here nor there. He's not hungry. He can eat whatever he wants. By the way, I encourage that. Do whatever you want. But he goes, I'm just going to get the crab dip. Now, that's one lady. She's the bartender. She's handling the whole area. We have no place to be, and he's not hungry. You think, where's this food? When's this food going to get here, right? So now he's complaining that the food isn't there. So, of course, I'm like, ugh.
The food that he's not hungry to eat.
He's not even hungry to eat it. Then he would complain. He goes, when's the check coming? So, of course, it's frustrating to me only because, not because he's allowed to be impatient. It's not that. I want him to enjoy himself.
He should be allowing it, let things breathe and relax.
There's just no
easy going.
Nothing else he needs to do. Nothing.
Nothing.
My cousin Jennifer, again, 30 hours round trip to get there, right? She goes, what do you want to do? Do you want to go to the zoo? Do you want to go to the botanical gardens? Do you want to go to the Museum of Natural History? You want to do any of those things? I don't want to do any of those things. Okay. So this I got to try to explain to my dad, and I don't know. My dad's in chat. Maybe he did do some of these things. I don't know. But I'm like, Dad, she drove 15 hours here. You can't just make her watch crime shows. Some of it has to be for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of it has to be about the visitor that came all this way, that's your relative that you don't see
and
that
you don't
much.
Know what they did?
I don't know if they did anything. I haven't. I know they cleaned out the pantry and the freezer.
So she worked.
She did, right. She worked.
I know they watched a lot of Family Feud.
They watched Family Feud.
That's worth the trip.
All right. So I guess they didn't do anything, but so he did say they walked around the neighborhood.
Okay.
So there's that. One other thing. I got another Gramp story.
Is he defending himself or is he just...
No, what could he say?
I don't know. You said that before and he's always had things to say.
Rob, I was talking with my cousin Jennifer on the phone. She was over there at the house and we were chit-chatting and I said, hey, by the way, if you really want my dad to remember something, at a minimum, you got to say it about 5 times, I think, for it to hold in the short-term memory. And all of a sudden I hear, you're on speaker!
So he heard you say that. Yeah.
That he hears.
Of course.
So my dad, Aunt Mom, she left a cat.
Uh-huh.
Moofy. And I really do like the cat because it's kind of, it likes to fight. It doesn't have front claws, but it likes to fight. So like it comes up to me and it lays on the floor, so I'll kind of mess with it. It likes it.
So you can play with it.
You can play with it. Mm-hmm. I really like it. Now, it's not super affectionate, but I like it. And then if every once in a while it wants attention, it doesn't want to be pet, but really it just wants attention.
Okay.
So I do like the cat, but I'm highly allergic and so is Katie. Now, we're going to go over there to live for a while to help out Gramps and help out ourselves as well. We're selling our house.
To John Smith.
So, right. So, we have to find a home for the cat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, let me see if I can't get one of my sisters to foster the cat. Let me see if I can't do that. But I got to ease into that. You know what I mean? I got to let them know we're allergic. Then I got to let them know my dad doesn't pet it. You know what I mean? I have to let them know. So, and then I have to let them know it's temporary. So I'm kind of getting to a place where if I plant enough seeds, I can say, hey, I need a favor until we're gone. Can you? And, that's an easy sell.
How old is this cat?
I think it's like 7, something like
that.
So
it's in the prime of his life.
Right. So, of course, we're in West Virginia, and my dad's like, okay, I need one of you guys to take done. It's done. It can't, now it can't happen, because they immediately say no. My one sister's husband's there. It's done. It can't happen.
It needed to be handled delicately.
It did. I
with
was
some
there.
Finesse.
Exactly. I was doing the work, okay?
That kitty is a bad kitty!
Now,
well, I think I have a solution.
Well, hold
ahead.
On. Let me just finish. So my cousin Jennifer is coming over. Mm-hmm. My cousin Jennifer is an angel sent from heaven. She's driving 15 hours to visit my father, right? She also just lost a cat.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm like, all right, let me lay all the groundwork, and see if we can't, because she also is going to be there and has time to kind of have build an affinity to the
yeah,
cat. The cat's going to, there's
sense.
Things to do. But I'm like, let me do this. Let me get this done, okay? Let me do it. So, but I can't say, hey, this happened, that happened. In conversation, so it doesn't seem like, I want her to be unprepared for me to say, if I have to, but I also want to give an opportunity for it to be her idea.
Gotcha.
To take this cat. And should I say she just lost a cat?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're hoping that it just organically comes
something
from her.
Something could happen where I can try to make this work. And my gram says she's listening. So she'll know that I was trying to get her to take the cat, but we'll get there. So, what I was going to do is weave it in where my, but all, by the way, all this stuff is true. And she's a cat lover that my dad won't pet the cat, which he won't, which is horrible. He won't
the
pet
the cat's
it.
Tired of watching crime shows.
Right. The cat won't get, he won't take the cat to botanical gardens and the National Zoo. Right. Then he doesn't want the cat. That's another thing. We're highly allergic. Like, I'm trying to get it, but I'm trying
to... Are you sure it's not a reminder of his wife that he might want the cat for
no,
that?
No, no, no. He doesn't want the cat.
Yeah, okay.
That's a guarantee.
Plays no part in it.
He all keeps right. So I'm just trying to lay enough of the groundwork to see if, and then say, hey, Jennifer, will you foster this cat? By the way, we got somebody to take the cat. I think maybe my dad will let me know if they've already been by. So this problem has already been resolved.
I was going to open it up to the Bergson family.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Or to the Peak Boys.
But we're out on the deck, and I said, Dad, don't try to give Jennifer the cat. She's not going to take it.
Just drop it off in Taylor Jenkins'
Let me lay the groundwork, okay? And also, Jennifer's a do-gooder.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm thinking I got a shot here, but I can't have my dad. You know what I mean? By the way, my dad's in sales. That's what surprises me. He's so bad at it. You know, the idea of him taking the, whatever. Anyway, so we're out on my deck, and my dad goes, man, I had to clean that cat. So I immediately starts talking about the cat. Jennifer's like, well, I'd take it, but blah, blah, blah. It's done. It's over. He's already blown it. It's already can't happen at this point. So my dad just said the cat currently is at its new home.
Okay.
So to my cousin Jennifer, so I'm sorry. And by the way, she didn't deserve me to try to trick her into taking the cat. She didn't deserve it.
She didn't deserve that.
She didn't. That's a fact. She didn't, because look how kind she is. She's currently right now with my father listening to this show. He just told me.
Why didn't you consider me or Robbie for the cat?
Well, I never considered Robbie, because Robbie should have already have volunteered if he was somebody willing to take the cat.
Gotcha. No, I like that cat, and I would take it, except for I have a male cat. It would not be a good scene. Okay. My cat will start pissing all over the place.
But it doesn't matter. The cat's already taken. All right. What was your other?
Me? Well, I was going to say we could have some sort of Rob and Joe, you know, auction for Gramps' cat.
Auction?
Yes.
You mean we also make money off this cat that
nobody
wants?
Or we could give it to some charity, or I don't know what we wanted to do.
Or
we could just get El Salto's gift cards for Gramps.
So I feel bad, because my sisters, who, by the way, did all the heavy lifting when my stepmother was sick.
Yes.
My cousin, who drove all the way from Memphis to spend a week with my dad, I'm just trying to trick both of them into taking the cat.
Well, you did say at the service that the women do all the work in your family, and the Robinson men just like to talk.
Yes, so. That's true. That's actually 100% true. Robbie does some work, but other than that, it's a lot of talk.
Well, I hope the cat has a new loving home where they get pet and they don't have to watch the ID channel 24 hours a day. Rob and Joe should be right back. Our Patreon folks, let's pump this baby up. Patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. We delve deep. We tell some inside stories, some things that we don't really want out there, but are entertaining, clearly, about our lives. We share. It's a trust tree.
It definitely is a trust tree. We have been let down on one occasion, but for the most part, people really do respect the Patreon.
Yes.
And I will say this. What is it, $5?
Yeah, you can get as little as $5. You pay a little more, you get some free things. Like we had, I believe, Sharon Bailey got tickets to a murder mystery for being an excellent patron.
Yeah, sure. And that costs way more than what the Patreon costs, right? So,
yes.
But the thing is that if you even are on the fence or considering it, give it a shot. See if we're telling the truth about there being things that you can't. Because I think if you sign up, you can go back and listen to all the episodes.
You
right?
get them all.
You can kind of timeline it. Some of the stuff's out now that, you know, like me interviewing for the sports position on 98 Rock.
Yeah, that happened.
And
how,
that didn't work out. But there's a lot of things that we really pull the curtain back on, and it's real. Things that we definitely can't share. And again, I can't reiterate how much we have to trust our listenership to keep that stuff under wraps.
Tequila.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Our friend Eric Woodworth, you mentioned him earlier, Quality Time, he got approached by someone that owns a movie theater to book some comedy.
You know the person that owns a movie theater. You know, we know them, right?
That's the point of this story.
Okay, continue.
Yes. So it turns out this person is good friends with Katie's family.
Mm-hmm.
They met Eric at your wedding.
Uh-huh.
And they thought Eric was so hilarious that when they thought of booking live entertainment at their movie theater, they didn't think of Katie. They didn't think of you. They didn't think of your connection to 98 Rock, to Justin Schlegel. They didn't think of me, the best man at the wedding who gave a speech. They thought of Eric Woodworth.
Yeah. Now, Eric was the most entertaining by far at the wedding reception. Sorry, I guess you can call it a reception.
At just the whole wedding.
The whole wedding, right. The whole event.
He was the MVP.
Yeah, he was. But we have had conversations about doing comedy there and shows there.
Katie seemed a little a little perturbed.
Yeah, because we've already talked about it, and I guess he forgot about it and then just went straight to Eric. So, whatever. I still believe it's a die-laughing show. Is that correct?
Well, not on the flyer that Eric made. He didn't give us any credit for that.
All right. Screw you, yeah. Eric. But when is it?
It's November 7th.
Oh, we're going.
Horizon Theaters.
Yeah, it's you, Justin, and Eric, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We're right. Definitely going to that show. So it's. I guess they can only seat 100. Is that right?
I don't know. It sounds like you know more of the details.
Well, but, yeah. Those are the rules right now. They might change. They could add
a second show, though. But, yeah, you're right. It's 100.
All right. Yeah, we're going. We're going to go. We're not paying. We're going to get in for free.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah. All right. Taking money out of my pocket.
You know, I'm a Patreon. Do you know that?
I do know that, yes.
So I actually give you and Robbie money to listen to a show that I created.
Well, I also drive here because Robbie won't stay up past 8:50.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, no, it's a good trade-off. I'm not denying that.
You told a great story right when the show ended last week that you forgot to tell. Can you tell about the phone call and your Larry David-like, Seinfeld-like mistake? Mishearing someone's relationship status?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Or is
yes.
that something we should
No, do? No, I don't. There's no reason not to do it. Okay. I mean, it was a perfectly reasonable misunderstanding. There's a guy that I'm attempting to be in business with.
Right.
Okay.
Is it Chris Restivo?
It's not Chris Restivo. He no longer listens to the show, by the way.
Oh, that's too bad.
So hello?
This guy, he's Southern.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just assume if you speak with a Southern accent, you know, you could probably... You're probably gay, right? I mean, most of the time
Or you're Southern.
Yeah, or Southern, right? That's it. Yeah.
You're saying it's harder to tell if a Southern man is gay than if a Boston guy.
Correct, yes, right.
Or just somebody from Maryland.
Right, wicked gay.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm talking to this guy, and he said that it was something about he couldn't talk right now because it had something to do with his homeowners association, and actually my husband, blah, blah, blah. He said my husband.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, okay, that's cool. So a little bit later, he said, he goes, well, tell me about yourself. And I said, well, you know, I have two kids and my wife and blah, 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 and I do this and I do that. He goes, oh, well, I've been married for 20 years. I go, I didn't even know it was legal 20 years ago.
I would never say that.
Well, he's the one that let me know he had a husband.
Okay, but like, I don't want to, it's just a weird small talk. Let's get into like,
the fact that
you didn't have rights 20. I mean,
no,
it's a heavy subject.
Maybe, but I will say this.
I thought people were enslaved back then. You know,
the
it's just
fact
a,
that he
say.
Dropped that, let me know he wanted me to know.
I like Southern guys. I like guys with dark hair.
The fact that he said, my husband.
Well, no, I think he's just speaking like you would speak about your wife.
Well, we'll get there. So he said that, I said that. He said, ah, ha, ha, whatever, that was it. A little bit later, he's in the car, and he goes, oh, let me introduce you to my wife. He didn't say husband, I just misheard. He's straight. And I was like, oh, okay. Now, I hope to eventually become...
So he thinks that you didn't think it was legal to marry a woman 20
I don't
years
know
ago.
How he's going to process what that joke was. You know what I mean?
You're right.
I'm attracted to men.
But so... Eventually, he's a cool guy and he's funny. I will eventually have to tell him that story. I'm not at the point.
I would wait. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not at the point in our relationship where I can disclose. But I wonder what he said instead.
I'm amazing at blowing.
And I wonder
he did say husband. Maybe it was a test to see what you feel about that, how progressive you are.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
But my husband and my adopted black child, just to see.
Yeah, that was not the... Let me tell you what else I did. This is
it's pretty awkward, embarrassing, though.
So I did tell you about that I went to Guinness last weekend with the neighbors who gave me the cutting board. I know I told the story about how I outed Katie for throwing away the cutting board. There was a story I left out.
Moldy cutting board is in chat,
right,
by the way.
So my friend Devin, next door, he has a cousin, okay? And he was the guy, I think I told you, he was a scientist, right?
Yeah.
I might have even said this on the show, but he was a scientist, and he was saying that he had just exited a relationship, and he was talking about it. He said that...
Did he use that word?
No.
Exited?
No. I don't remember. Broke up or whatever.
Yeah.
He said they broke up 3 months ago, and they had dated for 3 years. Okay?
Okay.
He told me that. And then he went along to tell some other stories or whatever. Anyway, a little bit later, now we had... ingested some things, obviously, so
sure.
Maybe we're a little bit more free with our liberal with our ideas and words or whatever. But he's telling the story about having a single bed, because we're talking about our bed and it fitting in a room or whatever.
Sounds like a great conversation.
It was. It was the highlight of the night. He said, he goes, yeah, I remember bringing girls back to my single bed. He goes, but this was like a year ago. I go, wait a minute. And there's nine people there, okay? Of which I only know Katie and my neighbors, everybody else I just met, okay? I go, that can't possibly be true, because you said you broke up with your girlfriend 3 months. I literally out this guy because the timeline doesn't make sense.
And what did he say?
He just said, what do you mean? What could he say?
Well, he's either, he'd have to admit that he lied, or he was having affairs.
So I don't remember.
Either way, he's got in a weird spot.
I don't remember his response. I mean, I obviously caught him in a lie. He was lying.
Right.
So, and I'm not sure what the lie was. Maybe he thought I'd be impressed that he banged a chick. Like, I don't know what it was.
Why did you feel the need, the duty to right that wrong, to get the record straight?
Well, I don't want to be lied to.
Yeah, but it's also a lie that, like,
it's
if
harmless.
Somebody tells me a story they met. They're on a plane, and Bruce Springsteen was next to them. I don't give a shit.
You know what? You're right. And I often say this because you and I have a friend who tells some grandiose lies like that.
Yes.
But like the Bruce Springsteen one.
Yes.
And
who
always,
would that be?
And I always say, it doesn't bother me because those lies are so I will like him. So and that's probably had something to do with him wanting me to think that he was maybe not
right.
Me or maybe somebody else there. Like, I don't know who he was trying to impress. But you're right. I should have probably let it go. Katie agrees with you, by the way.
Well, do you think he's telling that to make fun of himself for trying to bang chicks in a single bed, or trying to brag about getting women?
I don't know, because I told a story about this guy I used to work with who used to brag, but he used to have it just below bragging, so there was some credibility to it. And then you'd be like, well, wait a minute. That's like he's told me that he was the runner-up to the national champion in Division I wrestling in his weight class. He was the runner-up. He couldn't say he was the champ.
Right.
That ended up being a lie.
Of course.
We called George Mason University. We called them to determine whether or not that was true. It wasn't. He told me he was a band that was opening up for Amy Grant. It was a Christian rock band. That also ended up not...
But those are fun lies because they're not...
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
not really that amazing.
That ended up not being
true. But
they're
interesting.
You're right, but he didn't say that he was the drummer for Amy Grant. He said he was with the band opening for, you follow what I'm saying? So he's maybe,
right.
He wants to impress you, but he also makes himself a little bit, that same guy, I told a story. This is when I knew he was full of shit. You know, because here's the deal. If you have one thing, if you said to me, you go, you know, I was a All-American in lacrosse. If you said that, I'm like, well, that's true. Meaning there's no reason. But then, if you come back and go, oh, I'm also a scratch golfer. Oh, I'm also this, I'm also that.
Yes.
Eventually you're like,
okay.
Oh, wait a minute. This ends up, it's bullshit.
I'm also a chess champion.
Right, yeah. Right. So that's when you're like, but this is what bothered me. This is what he said when I knew. I go, wait a minute. That's not true. He said he was with a girl in a hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he was kissing her. Okay? And then he made his move. He was going to put his hand on her breast. And she grabbed his hand and she pushed it away. Like,
kiboshed it.
You're not allowed to do that. Then he said he put his hand on her leg and he started sliding his hand up her leg. And then she put her hand on his hand and wouldn't let him do that. Now, obviously, this was a story about him being rejected so he could later tell me a story. And I'm like, well, this
right.
guy tells the truth because he was rejected. But that story was also a lie. Because nobody tries to grab a woman's boob, she says no, and then they go for her vagina. That's not a thing. Nobody in the
but
history
you also
of mankind,
don't try. I think just grabbing the boob is more aggressive than hand on thigh, sliding it up the thigh. But just the grabbing of the boob is a pretty aggressive.
Well, I don't remember this. This was this story was probably from the 90s
because. Going, easing towards the boob seems more of a weirder move than the thigh, and you're just
I've done
jiggle it a little bit.
I've done.
You just
I've,
grab the boob right then?
No,
the,
no, no. Yeah. But what I have done before was put my hand near the boob.
Right.
To see whether or not that's going to work. Then once I realized that was going to work, then I would get, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I just wanted to know, all right, what's okay? Because right now, it can appear as if I just happen to be there. You know, there's nothing.
But this is a trait that you have, I think, that you want to call people out. Is this, have you always been this way, or are we discovering this, Joe?
Only if it's hilarious.
Because you just want another story. You're back to the guy with the bed. So you're saying that he had a single bed. That's the...
Yeah, and I don't remember.
But why would, if you're dating a girl for 3 years, at some point she would insist that you have a bigger bed, right?
Yeah, that was the problem. That didn't line up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't remember his reaction. Hey, Robbie, you don't have Devin's phone number, do you?
Hold on a second.
Because if you call Devin, I'm trying to remember what. And of course, Devin's like, no, that's, you can't let him get away with that. Devin was on my side. Devin usually sides with me.
Eric Woodworth is texting you and I a football running back. Questions.
Do you
I guess he's not a fan of the show. He's not listening right now.
Yeah, do you want to ask it on the air? I know who is a fan of the show, Jeremy Woodworth. Hold on, here's Devin.
Yeah. Neighbor, friend of the show, Fantasy Football
Your
League.
Your call has been forwarded.
Well, too bad.
Here, I will leave a message.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We actually tried to get Devin to go out with us last night, but he turned it down.
Yeah, he it was a good time.
But, yeah, I don't remember his reaction. And, yes, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense that he, yes, he has a girlfriend eventually. Although, he's only, like, 24 years old. But I had a double bed when I was 24.
I don't even know what isn't, to me, a double bed, a twin bed is the smallest bed. I don't
Twin bed,
yeah.
That's a single bed, twin bed. So, when's the last time you slept in a twin bed?
I don't remember.
If you are satisfied with your message.
Great. Yeah, we're very satisfied. Couldn't have done it better. Hey, Devin.
When's the last time you slept in a single bed, Robbie?
Probably at the Ocean City condo.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. So I still slept in double beds most of the time, but the last time I slept in a single bed, I think it was when I had that loft bed. It's still there, by the way.
Can we talk about how you're going to allow Rob and Josh, our listeners, to win a trip to the Ocean City condo?
Yes, that's right. Yes, no, that's not going to happen.
Come on.
I'm not going to let Ocean... I'm not going to let... Now, I will say this.
Select fans of
I
the
will
show.
Say this. No, because there's certain people that could I wouldn't allow to be there. What if Chris Restivo
no,
won?
We judge the winner. We're not going to...
Oh, we just
By the way,
judge
what
it?
Could he win? What possible contest could he win?
A drawing?
What's up, man?
No, he would fill the form out wrong or something.
No, but I would certainly let the Bergsons or the Millers, they're welcome to stay. Merle, yeah, those
yes.
guys, yeah, of course they can stay at the Ocean City place.
But no, not the Restivos.
I mean, I just don't, because you know why? You
no,
know,
you don't have to explain.
You know why, right.
Who do you think, I mean, if it's a weekend with Gramps, he should pick.
Well, I already know if it's a weekend with Gramps. It's either going to be Walker Hayes or Mac Ferguson. I wonder if Walker Hayes, if we said, hey,
oh God,
would you like a weekend at Ocean City? There's only one catch. My father's going to be there. By the way, you can go out. He's not going to go.
But can she bring her boyfriend or whoever she's seeing, if she is, or a friend?
I don't see my dad being cool with that.
Why not? I don't see her going without someone else.
No, but she can bring a girlfriend.
Okay.
And then when they said, hey, we're going to go out at night, Gramps isn't going to go.
He's going to watch Family Feud.
He said, the only thing I'm going to require is that you watch this crime show with me and that you guess the fast money with me. Once that's done, you can go to Secrets or wherever it is you want to go.
All right, let's take a break. Be right back. Rob and Josh.
Jealousy, revenge, and a movie stunt gone horribly wrong. Hi, it's Justin from the 98 Rock Morning Show, and I'm not describing my weekend. I'm talking about the newest murder mystery from Die Laughing Productions, Halloween Whodunit. You've seen me play detective, a reality TV show judge, and even Marty McFly. Well, this time, I play M. Night Shyamalan, the world's most celebrated film director, working on his new horror project. When someone is killed on the movie set, I go from directing the actors and cameramen to directing a murder investigation. And as always, you can play a part in solving the crime too, and maybe even play one of the suspects. Be a part of the mayhem and hilarity for which Die Laughing Productions has become renowned. Halloween Whodunit, don't miss it.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Next performance, Friday, October 30th at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For tickets and more information, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Robin Joe Show.
Can I tell you, when we went away to Ocean City.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not Ocean City, West Virginia.
I was about to ask you about that.
So.
We're on the same page.
Well, we were staying at my, we were not staying, but we were visiting my Aunt Janet, and she had, did I already tell you about this? She made egg salad and another kind of salad.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Oh. Do you know about this, Robbie?
Yes, I know.
Damn, I wanted somebody to guess. It was...
What are the things that usually go on a salad? You have regular just salad.
Well, not that, meaning like a, like you have tuna salad, potato yes. salad, that kind of stuff.
Right, egg chicken salad.
Chicken salad, yeah. Now, I'd never had a ham salad before, have you?
No.
I've never had a ham salad. Have that, you, Robbie?
That I've heard of. Of course, I've never eaten it.
So I've never heard of ham salad, but it wasn't ham salad.
What was it?
It was bologna salad.
That's right.
She said it's ham salad, but she said, to be honest with you, it's bologna. And I was like, I wasn't fascinated enough that I would taste it, but I was like, that's awesome that that exists.
So she took like Oscar Mayer round bologna and cut it up?
Oh, yeah, no, it was definitely the stuff that goes in the, you know, the package, yeah. the plastic. Yeah, that was 100%. That's what it was.
She did. Was it just torn to different pieces?
No, no.
Or was
it
cut?
Oh, definitely
sort
cut.
Of even.
Oh no, it was definitely cut okay. evenly. But the pieces were so like it was done with love.
Okay,
okay. It was treated with respect for sure.
Well, it's my understanding that somebody in your party didn't want any to partake in that.
What do you mean,
then
Katie?
Then you go out to eat.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, I didn't want to eat bologna salad yeah. either.
Tell us about the pet.
The pet.
Your cousin or something made up some dog breed and then said it was part.
Oh, no, no. That's my cousin Steve. Yes. Sorry. Yes. My cousin Steve was telling me a story at Aunt Mom's viewing
mm-hmm.
that his dog kept getting away. It was an outdoor dog, right?
Yeah.
And he said the pound had it, and he said he knew it was his because it was three parts white shepherd, one part wolf. That's what kind of dog it was. And they were like, well, how do you know it's your dog? He goes, well, is there a dog there that's part wolf? I feel like there won't be. We have seven wolf, part wolf
Actually,
dogs.
We have seven, yes. Yeah.
Which one is it? Now, I do love wolves, but, God, I is there such thing, even such thing as a white shepherd?
I don't know.
I'm Googling it right now.
I think there is. I don't know how you would know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is. It is a dog.
Yeah. I don't know how you would know that exact mix. And I know people who own dogs that are part wolf. I mean, that's a thing.
No, I know All that, right. Robbie, but a white shepherd weighs 77 pounds.
Mm.
A wolf. How are you getting them? How does this physically happen?
Have we gotten any feedback after our first initial Purple Power Hours?
Nah.
Robbie, have you been listening?
I only listened to the first one. I haven't been able to listen again.
Wow, everyone's just...
It's weird. The first one is the one that Robbie would like the least.
It's also the outlier. No other show has sounded like that on purpose.
Yeah, because he said, hey, stop talking so much.
Yeah. We were like, fine. We can do less research.
So we don't do any research.
Other than watching the game and just...
Yeah. Here's what Rob and I
stats.
Do. We watch the game and... Then at the beginning, we just talk about the funniest stuff that we can think of.
Yeah.
About the game in general.
Or just anything
remotely
that's happening, insightful.
Yeah. And then as soon as that break ends, we go, all right, what do we talk about now? And then that's how we do the show.
Yeah, we love it. It's sort of like the Robin Joe Show.
It's yeah, it's much different now. Hey, I know we have a lot of stuff we want to cover, and I'm not sure we'll get to it all. But Robbie sent a letter to...
Oh, yeah.
Well, he sent it to various people. We'll get to that. Let's take a break, and on the other side...
No, we just took a break.
Oh, we did? I thought we took one at 6:20. Now it's 6:40.
We just are coming into the last...
We literally took
a
break 2 minutes ago.
We did.
Yes.
Cut that out. No break.
So, Robbie...
You want me to read it?
Well, Robbie, just do you want to set it up?
I think... Okay, I'll set it up a little bit.
And then Joe can read it.
A coworker of mine got me addicted to this Mountain Dew Live Wire.
Well, first of all, you're not addicted. Continue.
Well,
you're not. Go ahead.
But I do crave it, okay?
How many do you go through a day?
I never drink more than one soda a day, ever.
Okay.
So it's maybe one every other day or so. And sometimes I'll drink 2 days in a row, but I get a craving for this stuff. It's so good. And it was around for, I want to say, 3 or 4 years. And then every once in a while, it wouldn't be available because, you know, they'd run out or whatever. But one day it just completely disappeared and we started to, where is it? We couldn't find it. I became a detective to figure out what the hell happened, because I could literally go over one county and find it. I could go to, when we would go to Winchester, I could find it. When I go to West Virginia, I can find it. When I go to Maryland, I can find it. But for some reason in my county, it was gone. One day I run into a Pepsi rep. Every time I would see a Pepsi rep, I'd say, hey, what's the deal with that stuff?
How often do you see a Pepsi rep?
In the morning, I see them all the time with their little cars parked outside. Okay. With the Pepsi emblem on the side. Also, remember, I'm actually looking for these guys. So I go, hey, what's the deal? This guy just starts spewing to me. He goes, I'm so glad you asked that question. I was just talking
so
to somebody.
I'm so glad. I was just about to what?
He said, I was just talking to somebody about that. And he starts telling me exactly what happened.
All right.
He goes, take somebody like you, be a noisy customer, and you'll get it rectified. You'll get that stuff back in the stores. So anyway,
let's see if Robbie's a noisy customer, because guess how many people he copied on this email? I counted. Do you want to guess?
32.
44. Okay. And all of them are from PepsiCo, Sheetz, and Wawa.
Because those are the two stores that carry it. So I figured if they had enough muscle, you know, they would maybe force them to start distributing it again. Because it's completely available. They just... You go ahead and read the email.
I guarantee you've put more work into this one email than I have in any email in my entire life.
Anything in my entire life. You want to read it and we'll pause and take breaks, or you want me to read it? How do you want to do it?
I want you to read it, Joe.
Okay, sure. Good morning. Several weeks ago, we noticed, Robbie says we, as if there's a bunch of people, we get there, that Sheetz and Wawa no longer had, and he bolds this, Mountain Dew Live Wire, and then in parentheses, 20 fluid ounce bottles in the Prince William County, Virginia stores. The orange flavor Mountain Dew is very popular among my friends and colleagues. Robbie's had a conversation with one person, I guarantee it.
More than one person.
So we compared notes and discussed its sudden disappearance on a daily basis. Okay, daily they talk about.
We go, hey.
It's a missing kid in the neighborhood.
Because, I found some here. I found some there. But, you know, that we would compare because some of the people I work with live outside the county.
I have come to discover that one man is responsible for this decision. Robbie calls about plant manager Mark Pence of PepsiCo Central Virginia Warrenton.
Son of a bitch.
From what I understand, by the way, I guarantee you Mark Pence is going to be in chat next week.
Big time.
From what I understand, this product does not move as quickly as the other soft drinks in the Mountain Dew line, so it's inconvenient for him to order it as needed. Therefore, he simply deleted it from the products they carry in Warrenton and previously distributed it to these stores.
The irony of Robbie having an issue with somebody who doesn't like to be inconvenienced.
Yeah, by the way, that makes perfect sense. It's a business decision.
Yes.
It's not worth carrying it because it doesn't sell. It makes perfect sense. Okay. We are a passionate and motivated group. No, you're not. You are person. Take group out, put person. Who loves this product and would be ecstatic to see it return to our stores. We travel to the areas of north and west of us to buy as much as we can. Robbie, how much do you have right now?
I've got about 15 or so.
Okay.
I got them in West Virginia, by the way.
This is rather annoying, however, to drive, transport. Is it transport? God, just stick it in his car. By the way, the work is the same.
Yes.
You understand? Because you take it from the store and you put it in your car, and you take it from the car and you put it in your house.
It's no work.
The drive is inconsequential. Doesn't matter. I'm going to keep going. Transport, by the way, drive and transport are the same thing. So they don't mean anything different. And store the product.
Yeah, he doesn't have to rent like
a
U-Haul.
Oh, I see. What Robbie's saying is that he used to be able to just pick up a bottle, but now he has to house it because how else is he? You know, he's got to buy it in bulk.
Yeah.
Okay. Aside from the fact that this product was once available to us in abundance and then suddenly taken from our local stores, it seems like a huge merchandising/marketing faux pas. Okay. I need to defend that, Robbie, but we'll get back. Because it can't be a huge faux pas if people weren't buying. The reason that they stopped selling is because people weren't buying it.
And
it couldn't be a huge faux pas.
No. First of all, it can't be huge anything. This is such a little blip on their radar.
Hey, it's orange flavored Mountain Dew. Right. Meaning, if you ask my father if Mountain Dew makes orange flavor, he wouldn't know. People don't even know
of course
this,
not.
That it exists. Okay.
Them shutting 18 stores down is huge.
Yeah, well, not to this group okay. By the way, don't forget that this group is passionate and motivated.
Yep.
If PepsiCo is still making the product and offering it in the surrounding areas, Maryland and Northern Virginia, yeah. Put some parentheses, isn't it silly to not have the product in all stores and refrigerated cases?
It is silly.
If it wasn't available on the entire East Coast or the company decided to stop bottling the product altogether, that's understandable. But we can drive 20 minutes to Fairfax County and there it is. Is consistency not important? I believe it is. Uniform and logical merchandising engenders loyalty in your customers. Leaving a product intentionally out of certain clusters of stores creates confusion and frustration. It can cause your customers to look to your competitors for alternatives, and then you risk losing them forever. By the way, Robbie is describing marketing.
Yes.
Which has to be done in order for companies to remain profitable. You can't carry the same thing in every store because people buy different things in different geographies.
It's also amazing with what's going on in the world. Like, you know, businesses can't be open. Schools are closed. But this is what Robbie's upset about.
God, I wish somebody like the person, and I'll finish in a second. I wish somebody like the person that runs the Wendy's Twitter would be the person to get this.
You know, basically that would be shit so all over great. Robbie.
I would further argue that the system of having a plant manager make such an important decision, by the way, it's not, about which products are available to customers is problematic. Something that important should be decided on a marketing level or higher. I appreciate everyone's time and consideration to this matter. Sincerely, Robbie. We put Robbie Robbins, spelled himself Robbie.
Now,
Katie just came and is like, are you fucking kidding me?
don't answer Joe or Robbie, but how long will Robbie wait to send another email for a reply?
Oh, that was from August 25th. I waited a month.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. You answered the question. So hold on a second. Hold on. You can come on, Katie, if you want.
No, I'm an all.
Okay. So you sent this August 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Have you sent anything else?
Yes. I followed up a month later. I got contacted by top guy at the Sheetz organization to say that I was absolutely right, and if they could get that product, they would have it back in their stores. And then Pepsi basically said, fuck you, we're not carrying it.
You're the top guy at Sheetz, the president of Sheetz, contacted Robbie Robinson about orange-flavored Mountain Dew in Manassas, Virginia.
Not the owner of Sheetz, but the guy, who top guy in charge of this particular matter.
The guy in charge of soft drinks.
Well,
hey. Can I tell you something?
Steve Sheetz.
The products that are carried in all the stores.
Okay.
Let me tell you a story.
There is a Steve Sheetz, by the way.
And he's copied on this. At my day job, I'll try to make the story as short as possible. There was a lot of people that resigned and so forth. So I had to email a guy that's the equivalent of going into the Apple store and my phone's broken and I email Steve Jobs. I mean, that's what this was like, okay?
Well, he's dead. But.
And I emailed this guy and you know what he said?
What's that?
Nothing. Fuck you. He didn't respond to me. He's like, who the fuck is this guy? I'm not going to talk to him. So yeah, I never heard back from him. So that's good. So this guy said, if there's a one breath left in me, I will get you this drink. And then it went to PepsiCo and they said, no, we're not going to. No, this guy's annoying.
It sounds like if we do our Secret Santa this year, we know what to get Robbie if you draw his name.
Hey, do you think obviously it's a possibility. Give me a percentage. I'm going to have Rob give a percentage that this email prevented the soda from coming. What's the percentage of that, Robbie?
90%.
Prevented it?
Yeah, because if I was this, here's another thing. There are 44 people got this. How many of them got this and go, you're not going to fucking believe this, and showed it to the guy next to him?
40 of them.
Yeah. Yes. Every one of them said, hey, the only ones who didn't read it.
Do you think there's anyone else that has sent a similar email?
No. There's never. It's never been done. Except maybe my dad. Not recently, but yeah. Man.
Well, Robbie, you're on brand.
By the way, you also copied Mark Pence.
I did.
I think that was a mistake.
Yeah, maybe. In retrospect, it probably was. But what I was counting on was the fact that Sheetz especially would say, yeah, we got it at practically every other store in the region. And the sheets guys were great. They showed me the sales numbers. They told me where I could get it. I'm like, I know where I can get it. I want to get it in Prince William County. I want to get it on my way to and from work, not have to drive 30 minutes out of my way.
I bet you the only hate emails this Pence guy get is when people think that he's Mike Pence, our vice president.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Hold on, I'm going to look at something, okay? This is going to be important.
Hang in there a second.
I'm going to go on.
I thought the Sheets people would pressure them. And guys, come on.
You're going to do what I was going to do.
What's the name of this drink again, Robbie? I'm on a new site. It's called Amazon.com. give me this.
I've already done this, Joe. You can get it on Amazon, but it's very expensive to order sodas on Amazon.
Okay. There's no way that it's more expensive than buying a single soda.
Look it up. 20 miles.
I am. What's the name of this?
Mountain Dew Live Wire. And now, I think they only have it in cans.
What?
By the way, I definitely prefer a can to a plastic bottle.
I agree.
By a lot.
That sound.
Okay.
When you open it.
Live Wire. Here we go. 20-ounce bottles. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. So here it is. Hey, here it is in bottles. A 10-pack for $21.99. Now, Robbie, I'm asking you.
Okay.
Do you pay more than $220 a piece for these? But
I believe you have to pay shipping on that.
Well, it says there is shipping.
It's not a Prime purchase?
It's not, and I'm pretty sure the shipping is pretty high on liquid.
$8.15, so you're actually making some sense. Now, look at this. I tell you what, Robbie's right. Look at this. 12 cans, it's $32.84.
Well, people know it's in demand.
That's like $3 a can. That does seem, Robbie, I'm going to agree with you. That seems outrageous.
Yeah.
Can somebody make their own version with a soda stream? One of those machines?
Maybe, but man, this stuff is good, let me tell you.
Does it have the same amount of caffeine? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, tell you what, if you come to McGoobie's Joke House October 30th for our Halloween Whodunit show, 7:30, it will sell out, so buy tickets, McGoobies.com. Bring one of these Mountain Dew Live, what's it called, Orange Live Wire?
It's called Mountain Dew Live Wire.
Yeah. Yes, bring one for Robbie Robinson.
Thank you.
If.
I carry a cooler around now in case I see him.
Do you really?
Yes. That's funny.
You're being serious.
No, I totally am. I took a cooler.
Just for that reason.
There's a Sheets near where we stay in West Virginia, and I said, I'll bet you they're going to have it. And sure enough, they had a case full of it. Yeah, I said, after I make my purchase, I said to the guy, I'm going to come back because I'm going to grab a few of those live wires. I can't get them where I live. He goes, okay. So I came back, and I had a whole cooler filled with them. He goes, you weren't kidding, man.
But why do you need a cooler? You're just going to put them in your fridge when you get home.
Because I'm transporting them from West Virginia all the way back to Virginia. I need something to carry them in.
Well, you know, it doesn't go bad when it gets warm.
Yeah, no.
But eggs.
I'm not talking about to keep them cold. Think about it's difficult to carry. I'm talking about I'm buying a dozen or more. It's hard to carry.
I understand.
You're buying singles. It's the only way in which they're
exactly.
Sold.
Yeah, they don't come in a pack.
Right, so a box would also work.
Well, they actually come in a pack, but if you're willing to buy a disgusting can, which yeah. I know you're not.
No, I don't. I prefer a plastic bottle.
All right, well, come out to Jam and Java this Friday in Vienna. See myself, Tommy Sambazo, and Eric Woodworth.
Yes. Let me say one more thing.
Please do.
So, Robbie used to drink Barks root beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like root beer.
Do you know why he used to drink Barks root beer?
By the way,
these sugary sodas, that's got to be horrible for you.
Oh, it's the worst thing.
Like I said, I don't like drink five a day. I'm one.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's
maybe fine. Every other day, basically.
Well, okay. Clearly you have a problem if you're going to these.
He's already said he was addicted.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's already. He's admission is the first step. So Robbie used to drink Barks because it was the only root beer that had caffeine.
Huh.
So Robbie is addicted to caffeine and drinks that are not readily available. He's addicted to those.
What's the latest you'll drink on? Because we know you have to be in bed by 8:30.
Yes.
I can fall right asleep. It doesn't affect me like that.
Really?
Oh, really?
No.
You don't drink coffee at night?
No, I don't.
But you don't chug a Mountain Dew Live Wire before you go to bed?
No. Not if I'm sitting around the house, I will not drink a soda before bedtime. But if I'm out in the evening, I'll drink one, and maybe I get home, and maybe I'm in bed an hour later. It doesn't.
Have you ever mixed one with like vodka or something?
No, but I've thought about it.
I think you should.
It would be good.
He doesn't want to. It's the integrity of it. He doesn't want to mess it up.
I don't mind a little vodka with my orange.
But they're so rare, you don't want to.
I don't know. That sounds pretty good.
It does. I would definitely drink like an orange crush, but instead it's this stuff. I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Let's make that happen. I have a cooler in my car. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. It's Monday, right? Back to 5:30 to 6:30.
Yeah, we're
on
recording
Monday.
The bonus show too next Monday, and Robbie should have that out in week or so after that.
Yeah. Are we doing 6:30 to 7:30?
Next week.
Because there's no Purple Power Hour?
I think we're going to do 6:30 live next week.
There we go. Just check our Twitter and our Facebook, or just, tune in at all times. Thanks, everybody.
Later.
Mountain Dew.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.